So with thanks to Greg, he just described to you on a regional level in the Northwest how we could connect to the best technology, fiber optic, at the best speeds, fiber optic networks. So let's transition with our last speaker, Bob Hunter, who is from Kitsap Public Utility District. He brings us right down to the local level, to the Kitsap level and to the Bainbridge Island level. And I asked Bob to speak about two kinds of ways that KPUD could partner with us on Bainbridge. The first way is between now and whatever date we actually have a public electric utility. Right now, next week. And you've already met people like David, who've already been working with Bob and set up a network for his neighborhood. I'll introduce you in a minute to someone in the audience who's working with Bob about a future neighborhood potentially on the island, Dana, up in the North End. So one part of Bob's talk is about partnering with Bainbridge Island neighborhoods immediately through his open access relationships with ISPs, some of which are private, some of which could be public, some of which could be your neighborhood association. And then the second thing I asked him to think about is, wouldn't it be great if Bainbridge Island had a public electric? And as Greg was saying, and as Larry was saying, you know, rather than waiting for PSE to take 4 months or however many months to say okay to putting the fiber on their utility pole, our city, our board could be making those decisions to accelerate partnering with Bob's local service. So he's the wholesaler. Let's introduce Bob Hunter.
Well, first and foremost, my background is really been water. I've been with the utility for 30 years. And up until the last 2 years was all about water resource management, however that happens throughout Kitsap. The last 2 years, I've really dove into telecom. It's very interesting. I would tell you that first and foremost, Kitsap PUD has a working relationship with Puget Sound Energy. We do not pay for pole attachments because of our relationship. There is a mutual benefit in that in exchange for dark fiber so they could do their SCADA for their own systems, we don't pay for pole attachments. However, it could be a lot better. Meaning, I think it was David earlier talking about the four-month delay. I will say this is an issue. This is a real issue for our utility. It's the time. We have talented staff. They know what they're looking at. It should not take the length of time it currently takes to give someone a decision on doing attachments. And so we will continue throughout Kitsap County to work with PSE and push forward on this particular issue. And, you know, for the most part, our relationship's pretty good. It's just actually leaping this one hurdle that I don't know if we'll ever be able to leap, quite honestly, but we will continue to try. Kitsap PUD, of the PUDs that are part of NOAANet, is the only PUD that doesn't own the poles. I will tell you, the board that we had in place with John Armstrong was a current board member at that time. When they looked at doing it, it was really easy for a lot of the PUDs who own the poles. For Kitsap, what we were looking at is five school districts and all these government facilities, medical centers, that didn't have it. And because of where we live, the incumbents were more concerned with our neighbors to King and Pierce because that's where the big money was. And we saw that that wasn't happening here in Kitsap. And so the Kitsap board at that time made a decision to go forward, be part of NOAANet, build a fiber optic network that would connect all our school districts, all five of them, and we do reach every single school, as well as every library, every police station, every city hall. And it was really about government services and communities so that those communities could serve the people of Kitsap. And that's what our endeavor was. And today, the endeavor is, where do we go next? So we have done a number of surveys. I hope many of you have filled them out. And we see the need for businesses and community members, residential, as our next step. And we are, as Barry had mentioned, we really believe in open access. We believe in the idea. We look around. We look across the state of Washington and say, where is this successfully happening? And in those communities where it's happening, Grant PUD is a good one, that you can say they have 15 service providers. You can go to their, connect to their fiber, and you have the choice of 15. You could look at areas like Chattanooga, Tennessee, and not only see that that happens to be an area with the most satisfaction with telecommunication, which is kind of hard to do, but also has some of the most reasonable rates in the country. And that is true competition, keeping you as customers or keeping the prices down. The current model is really a private monopoly kind of scenario. And our endeavor is to actually kind of create a competition type scenario. Some of the things we're doing on Bainbridge Island, we have many customers on Bainbridge Island, but some of the ones going on currently, the Agate Pass Loop, which is could involve as many as 40 homes. They are looking at forming a co-op. 400 homes. Okay, well, I'm sure Paul knew that, and he's probably thinking the same thing. Well, 400 homes, and I will tell you, you know, currently we work with all the cities and developers across the county, including Bainbridge Island, to make sure the infrastructure that goes in new development has the ability to have fiber to the home. It's relatively inexpensive to do, and so that's occurring as we speak. As far as serving the unserved or underserved throughout Kitsap County and many places on Bainbridge Island, to current people, that is a challenge. And it's a challenge financially, primarily because everything's going to go underground. And it's an expensive cost. And so I will tell you, at our last board meeting, this wasn't off of Bainbridge Island, but it was a community right outside of Paulsbow, brought petition to Kitsap PUD's board to do an LUD. That's a local utility district that enables the people to pay it off over the next 20 years, the infrastructure cost. 23 of the 26, in this case, were petitioners signed for us to do this. So I do believe this will be the first LUD for telecommunications in the state of Washington, by a PUD anyway. So we look forward to the Agate Loop Homeowners Group. We are also doing, I think we are going to be turning up services at the barn next week. And we spoke earlier to David Mitchell's mobile home park scenario, which was kind of a different. They looked at fiber to the home for each one of them. And it was just too cost prohibitive. And so we worked something else out where we were able to bring fiber in, and then that community turned it around into a Wi-Fi system to each property. Lots of times we get asked about Wi-Fi. I think, you know, Larry's probably the best guy to talk to about that. I would tell you our challenges. We did two Wi-Fi pilots, one in downtown Paulsbow, one in right here in Winslow. Quite expensive. Those are relatively open areas, flat, no trees, no big buildings, made it rather easy. I would think in places like Bremerton it would be good, but in areas with trees and lots of up and down terrain, the expenses get rather high, and it is a challenge. It would be a challenge, and I think as far as Kitsap PUD is concerned, you know, we'll run fiber, and we'll work with the community on how they want to serve it beyond that. I can. Lastly, I'll wrap up with this. If the citizens on Bainbridge Island decide to make the city a electric utility, based on the feedback that we've gotten for need for broadband, I'm sure those same citizens will ensure that either the city itself or the utility board itself provides better broadband, or will also ensure that there will be some coordination with Kitsap PUD to provide that broadband. Because I would tell you that in all of Kitsap, we get more requests for broadband to the home off Bainbridge Island than anywhere we get it. So, thank you. And we can answer any questions for you.